Radio.
Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, all those superheroes, they exercise remarkable powers in the pages of comic books, on television and DVDs, and now in computer games. But you have been given a power more amazing than any of them. Unaided by an artist's pen or a computer programmer's imagery, with the power to bind and loose things here on earth that reaches into heaven. That's how powerful our words are. We can dispense mercy and forgiveness to the people around us, just as God does to us. And we can do it not only with our words, but also with the thoughts and attitudes that are in our hearts. So I wonder how many of us ask ourselves, how often do I think or speak negatively, hurtfully, or judgmentally about other people? They may seem harmless, but our words do have the power to bind people up and hold them to the very things that repel us. What about this question? How often do I speak or think words of forgiveness, freedom, and goodness? Because these words are just as powerful, and God sees every one of them. The same applies to ourselves. How many times do we look at ourselves and say, "You fool, you idiot, you're so stupid, or you're such a loser"? How many times do we tell ourselves that we're no good at providing for our families, no good at providing for our friends, no good at sharing the gospel, or helping with homework, or all those other things that we confront in our daily lives? Self-condemning thoughts can be just as damaging to ourselves as judgmental attitudes about someone else. So why do we bind ourselves up to the things that we hate? Instead, we should speak of freedom over ourselves and those around us. Instead of saying, "I'm so judgmental," we should declare, "I can be merciful as God is merciful." When we get it wrong for the 100th time, instead of saying wrong things about ourselves, we should say, "I'll get it right the next time," or "This is hard for me. I need your help, Jesus." Declare self-control and peace over others. The most important thing is to proclaim God's love for everyone. So it's important for us as Christians to speak life-giving words, to try to find freeing and merciful attitudes in our hearts, to exercise this amazing power that God's given each one of us to forgive and to set people free. Jesus, help us to exercise the power to forgive and to reconcile, to set free and to pronounce blessings on all of us. In your name, amen.
Radio.org.au